Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Who is it? Who is it? Pebbles having dreams.
She's been having a lot. We were talking about this the other day about like consistent dreams that you're having, and hers lately have been about exes.
It's weird. And some of them I recognize.
Yeah.
And other ones, I have no idea. I know in my head it's an ex.
Yeah.
But I don't know which one.
I know exactly
what
you mean. Because I'll have
dreams. It's weird.
I'll have dreams where I'm like, I don't recognize the house, but in the dream, it was my house.
Yes.
It's like where I lived. But yeah. Okay, wow. So what have you been doing with the exes?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Just like hanging
out? One was like my ex from college, who I'm still friends with. But
what'd you guys do?
It's just weird.
Was it back in college? Was it now? Present day?
I think it was present day.
Was it college Pebbles versus him present day?
That I don't remember.
But what?
There was always kissing involved in all
okay,
of them.
Okay, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
So I don't know.
Getting somewhere.
Hold on. Dream analysis of exes.
Okay. So you kissed your ex from college. That's one dream. What about last night?
Last night?
Didn't you have a dream last night or the other night? You had more than one dream about an ex.
About the moon? Oh.
The moon?
I told you I had a dream about the moon. I think I was at my parents' house and there was like, the moon was like ginormous and really, really bright. And it was very low in the sky. And I was yelling at people to like, why are you all not looking at this? Like, it's the moon. But nobody
You had
cared.
A dream that nobody was looking at the moon besides you?
Yes. Like, nobody cared about how
Romero's not
great
intrigued
this is.
At all.
Can I have that last 30 seconds of my life?
No. I can interpret.
Yes.
Oh, go Come ahead. Mm-hmm.
The moon.
Yes.
Pebbles, don't get mad at me.
See?
Don't get mad.
He starts like that.
The moon represents.
Yes. I hate you already.
It represents your booty. Okay? What's happening is you're having these dreams about the exes, and you're saying, why aren't these, is the certain ex seeing your moon?
No.
And that's what you want them to do.
Absolutely not.
That's it. There's an ex that you want.
No. No.
You want it to go from kissing to a little bit more.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think that's what it is.
No.
I think that's what it is.
Now you hooked me in. I mean, you know what? Maybe you could be drawing something in. I told you guys the other day, earlier this week, I said I had a dream that I needed to get a new air fryer because mine kind of caught on fire or something.
Yep. And?
And in the news,
yep,
they're saying anybody who bought an air fryer recently from Best Buy, you got to return it because they're catching on fire.
Really?
Oh, my God. I am Thomas John. Yes, Melissa.
Did you get yours from Best Buy?
No, I had a dream.
No, I understand that. But you do have an air fryer. Did you get it from Best Buy?
No.
Because that would bring a next level to your dream.
No, but I had a dream that I manifested. I knew what was going to happen.
It was like a premonition.
Yes, it was a premonition. Yes. I had a dream. Like, who has a dream about returning an air fryer? Like, how random? Think about
that. That really is.
That's like, that's almost up there in terrible dreams as somebody staring at a moon and no one else doing it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You know? But I had that dream.
Anticlimactic for sure.
I remember I came to you guys and I was like, I had the dumbest dream last night. I had a dream that I had to get a new air fryer because mine caught on fire. And a few days later, I'm telling you, I got this power. So if any of you guys want me to read you, just let me know.
Can I just tell you something?
You
were just talking smack about my dream about the moon.
Yes.
But your air fryer dream, you think that's exciting?
Well, at least it's something exploding.
It turned into something.
You know what?
Yes.
That means something's exploding in his dream.
Yes.
So it's a little.
Wow.
Way up there.
If something happens in the next couple of days, it has to happen within a week, though, because my air fryer dream was earlier this week, and the recall, I saw it in the news yesterday. So if in the next week something happens with one of your ex-boyfriends and the moon, is one of your ex-boyfriends an astronaut?
No.
Okay, well, this is
going to
be
tough. Something's happened since
or
we broke up.
Unless the moon falls out of the sky and lands on one of your ex-boyfriends. Or unless one of your ex-boyfriends
you know
gets
what?
On TV
Let's
for
show on moon. What else are we talking about?
I already told y'all what it meant.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.